T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
You know what? I'm doing all right, Craigie. A little bit of a crazy ride up here this morning, but you know what happened to me last night? And I know this probably happens to millions of people all across the country. You lay your head down on the pillow and you're like, okay, I got to change things up, right?
Yeah.
My routine, you know, I get up at 4:15.
Right.
You know, it's going to be good. Now I got to get up at 3:45 because I got to drive an hour and 20
further,
minutes
right.
to come, you know, to hear where we are today. And it's a great reason why we're here today. But I kept rolling over in the middle of the night, looking at the clock, wondering if I had set the alarm right. And wondering whether or not I was going to miss that alarm. And if I would have missed that alarm, then I would have been roasted on this radio
yes.
show, because that's the way things go around
and you,
here.
So that means you were anticipating, I got to get up, I got to go, I got to go, I got to
so
get up.
So finally, basically, I just decided, all right, I'm getting up at 3 o'clock. I'm making my own coffee. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read the internet, see
right.
what's going on out there.
And then what happened?
And I fell asleep.
And then, so you try to get up
right.
and do stuff,
yes.
maybe eventually take a shower, get your day going,
right.
maybe leave a little bit earlier, whatever it is.
And then I fell asleep
and
again.
And you fell back asleep. What time did you finally wake back up?
Cause you're here early. So it was 20 minutes later. The good news was is that I got up, I showered and everything else.
Did the alarm go off?
The alarm went off correctly at the right time, because but that was in another room, so I never heard it. But at the end of the day, I got up here, and thankfully, the route from here to where I was coming from, there is no construction,
right?
Which may be the only route in New York where there is no construction these days.
Traffic free.
So I made it up here. I was supposed to make it up here in an hour and 15 minutes. I made it up here in 55 minutes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Somebody was going fast.
Boom! Yeah, but
why not,
right?
Time,
but it was one of those nights where I put my head on the pillow. It was like 10:30, and I looked at it. It was 11:15. Then it was 12:20.
I'm not getting any sleep at all.
Then it was like 2:15, and then finally it was 3 o'clock. You know what? This is ridiculous. I'm just going to get up. So
that's my average night.
I'll fight through it here at Trump Briarcliff. You know, it's not
Let's
bad.
Get the violin out for him now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So a little rain now, but the rain's going to go away in time to play, as it does every year for us. So let me start with the Yankees. They almost pulled the Mets and gave it away. But, you know, Montgomery goes 7, only 5 hits, did another good job. And, you know, they bring up young guys. And, again, young guys help the Yankees out.
Well,
seems like
know.
No matter, I know there's guys that have had their moments and all, but they bring young guys up. Obviously, they get the bad news yesterday about Starlin Castro with the hamstring. And the guys somehow find a way, and that's the game the Yankees could not afford to lose.
No, especially when you get up 7-1 the way they did. But Shreve came in. He was like a gas can. Chapman also gave up 2 hits, even though he got 2 outs. But at the end of the day, they made it interesting. The thing about the Yankees, like we were talking about yesterday, a little bit of the injury bug. Now, Starlin Castro pulls up with a hamstring, so he's got a wrist and a hamstring. I don't know when we'll see him again. They're saying that... That Hicks is going to be out a month.
At least 3 weeks, right?
Right. But so welcome back to the Major Leagues, Tyler Austin, who did get a home run last night.
Which is huge because they gave up 4 in the ninth, and they go from a 6-1 going into the ninth to a 6-5 win and barely hang on. And had they lost that game, and I'm watching going, oh, everyone's going to bust my chops.
You know, when you think about
this. I see where this is going. Here comes the Met rhetoric against me.
Well, the Yankees only had 6 hits last night.
Yeah, listen.
It's just that 2 of them were home runs.
Right.
I think 2 of them were home runs.
Well,
right? Yes.
Listen, Austin, of
not
course.
Not just one of them. Austin
hit
had
the home run.
Right. Headley
gave
had a good
up 2
night.
Home runs.
Actually, Headley had a good night last night.
But it's one of those games where, I mean, I started thinking, boy, are the New York Yankees going to go the way the Mets have gone, where they blow leads, they get hurt, you know, they can't get out of their own way, and then there's a level of baseball that makes you go, uh-oh, we're in trouble. But somehow, some way, they figure it out. They win. They're now 8 games over 500. The Red Sox won as well. But you know, you pointed something out, and I hate to say it, but Governor Christie, who was mocking the Yankees 2 weeks ago about how they hadn't had any injuries at that point, really, any significant
ones. I don't think he was mocking it. I think he was pointing out
he was trying to say that they hadn't really had
their injuries, and now all of a sudden their injuries are going to come sooner or later. And I wouldn't say he was mocking. I would say he was somewhat prophetic.
He was maloiking.
Prophetic.
He was trying to be a maloiker.
He was looking out, and he saw some things that he hadn't seen earlier in the year that we saw from the Mets. And I'm sure he was defending the Mets from your your verbal assault that seems to happen every single day. And all he was pointing out was that the Yankees had been somewhat lucky because they hadn't had the injury bug at that point.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, the injury bug has turned and the Yankees are dealing with it.
Yankee biatch.
Well, Yankee biatch my ass. The bottom line is this. The Yankees had to win that game after the lead they had, and somehow, some way, they held on.
But, you know, the
so
drama,
I'll say it's a good win.
I will say this. It was fine. It's one game in the middle of a, you know, 162-game season. And if they would have lost it, you would have been miserable here this morning, as yes. Yankee fans would have been. But really, the story, you know, for me last night were two individuals. One was Bill Russell, who, yep. You got to love Bill Russell, at the age of 83, standing up there and just absolutely letting the younger guys have it.
This is the NBA Awards.
The NBA Awards last night last on TNT. Yep. So he actually was great last night, and I thought... You know, just like a curmudgeon, an old guy who's got the 11 rings or 10 rings, whatever it is, as a player, and stands up there and just says, you know, I could kick your ass. You got to love that.
I probably could, by
the
way.
You know, at the age of 83, you get away with saying stuff like that.
Of course. Well, you're 83 and you're one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Who won more titles than every one of those guys combined on the stage last night? I thought Russell Westbrook deserved it. I said it all year. And that's not taking anything away from James Harden, but... When you do something that has not been done in, kind of, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
And you single-handedly bring your team to the playoffs, I don't think anybody – it's weird. It's like, I don't think you can't argue against Russell Westbrook. You can certainly argue in favor of Harden. But there seems to be this weird – and it happened. We talked about it during the season. This weird agenda against Russell Westbrook, I felt.
Well, I think –
And then, of course, he wins.
Well, a little bit, I think, because of the reaction of Kevin Durant leaving. But kind of – Again, an NBA player that is kind of weird to me when I watch and I listen to the thanking speech and all that other stuff. And the speech this time was, you know, it was all about me. He must have said the word me about 37 times.
Yep.
And then finally he said, it's not about me. It's about my teammates.
Wow.
It was all over the place. But I thought he deserved it.
I don't know that he expected to win, maybe, you know?
Given the fact of, you know, who he's playing with, who they lost, the way the whole situation unfolded in Oklahoma City, and the fact that he stayed behind. Now, he got paid to stay behind. And the way that he played, he deserved it. He definitely deserved it because he gave his team a chance every night. You could say that LeBron deserves it every single year if you want to.
You can make the argument.
But, you know, listen, they went out and got LeBron players. They built the team around LeBron. LeBron... has the support system. And, you know, and if you ask me, Westbrook had to go 100 miles an hour every single night in order for his team to win. And I can't remember. You know, he cut a couple off nights, you know, shooting and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he's the guy that definitely deserves the MVP. If you want to talk about a most valuable singular player.
It's him.
It's definitely him.
Was there any part of you last night while you're watching when they went through, you know, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Draymond Green,
yep.
Most Improved Player, the Greek Freak, Sixth Man of the Year, Eric Gordon, Coach of the Year, Mike D'Antoni.
I love that.
Me too. We'll get to that in a second. Rookie of the Year, Malcolm Brogdon. And then when they said, and now the award for Executive of the Year, was there any aspect, the party that said, I wonder if Phil Jackson's in there? I wonder. I mean, it's so pathetic. Like, you look at all the awards last night, and even they did a thing like, you know, highlight plays, like the assist of the year, the dunk of the year, the block of the year. I mean, other than the Knicks being on the receiving end of some of those great plays,
right?
There wasn't a Nick to be found. I don't even know if there's a Nick in the building.
Well,
I'm not sure if the Knicks were allowed in the building.
Willie Herman Gomez did make the all-rookie team, so good for him. And that's that was unforeseen. Nobody expected that when
Correct.
The season started. And that young
I
man,
think the Knicks were banned from being in the building.
They might have been. They really
and
might
the, I think the NBA came out and had an edict saying, look, we want this to go well. We don't want people to laugh at us or mock us. We already know that we have major problems in the league, despite, you know, Golden State kind of, you know, having the way with Cleveland. So let's, how do we ensure that we mitigate any people laughing at us? Ban all Nick employees from the award ceremony.
Yeah, okay.
Which brings
I know this, but which brings me to the thought that we've been talking about now for 2 weeks. I totally understand what Carmelo Anthony is doing right now to the Knicks.
Yep.
He is just going to say, I'm staying. I'm not going to be traded. And knowing full well that they're going to end up cutting him, and then he'll be able to pick and choose wherever he wants to go. And the team, like whether it be Cleveland or whether it be the Clippers or anything else, won't have to go to the $30 million range to absorb him into their contract structure. And that's all because of Phil Jackson now verbally basically telling everybody that he doesn't want Carmelo here.
Right. So I agree. Carmelo's playing them now.
So just think about this for one second. Maybe you can get your calculator out. Maybe we could figure this out.
I got a mind like a calculator.
The amount of money that Jim Dolan has spent on this basketball team since the day that Phil Jackson arrived with his $60 million contract.
Yes.
So they fire Woodson, right? They bring in
$793,472.
When you think about the amount of waste and what he and Jim Dolan and the owners of the Knicks and the fans of the Knicks have received in the last 3 years, depending, you know, looking at the amount of money that has been spent, whether it be the $72 million on Joakim Noah, whether it be, you know, the AWOL Derrick Rose, who they're still talking to.
Sure.
The amount of money that they poured down the Carmelo drain and put a no trade clause attached to it. The amount of money that they gave to Derek Fisher,
right?
And now you got Hornacek being paid. You got it's mind blowing.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's obscene.
We're
it is absolutely
good at what we do.
Obscene.
I did a great and yet, job.
And yet they sell out every game. So if at the end of the day, although I do believe that Dolan wants to win,
how many guys run a team like 13 or 15?
12.
They spend more money than the New York Giants, for God's sake.
There are 12 players on a basketball team, but I do believe that Dolan wants to win. I don't think he's absent-minded owner, but there happens to be currently no added benefit financially other than playoff games to them winning. They sell out every game.
But dude,
people still eat hot dogs and burgers and sausage.
Hey, listen, Jim Dolan is, I'm sure, we know him. We've had lunch with him a few times. Seems like a really genuinely nice guy. Wants to do right by the Knicks fans. Wants to do right by the Ranger fans. I know he charges an exorbitant amount of money.
Exorbitant.
But I understand all that because it's a product that everybody wants. Listen, if people didn't want the product, the prices wouldn't be what they are.
Right.
But here's the thing. He is so taken advantage of by the people around him, it is not even funny. It is a disgrace, literally a disgrace, the amount of money that the Knicks have spent on this roster and the amount of coaching and personnel people and everything else that's gone on. And Phil Jackson right now, not only is he at the head of it making all those decisions, he is the prime example of it.
Well, just put it this way. Since Phil Jackson got here, no joke, they've spent about $500 million.
I know.
And have lost 50 or more games in 3 straight years. And here's the thing that gets me. We're doing all the basketball because of the awards last night. The thing that gets me, when you see all these other guys up on stage and the teams that, even if they didn't win, they're in a great direction and they're going to be competitive and they'll be in the playoffs and whatnot. What gets me is that we're so far away from that right now as a Knicks fan. Like, you drafted an 18-year-old French kid. What?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, he's the best player
there. He might not even play this
year. Well, the problem is the Knicks can't get a break and they can't get to the top of the lottery. They're so bad that they can't get to the top of the lottery even when they are bad.
We have a guy that they refer to as the unicorn.
That's how bad they are, yes.
Now, why do they call him the unicorn? Because he has certain skills that they've never seen really before, other than maybe Nowitzki, right?
Yep.
And we can't get that right. If you ever saw a unicorn and you captured it, you'd probably be a pretty wealthy guy since no one's ever actually captured a unicorn, right?
Okay.
Even Ringling, Barnum, and Bailey never had an actual real-life unicorn. The Knicks somehow find themselves with a unicorn, right? So what are we going to do to him? Let's announce everyone and get rid of it. I'm morons. And what I don't understand, and I say this about the Mets, with Wilpon, who you can't get rid of. I'll say it about the New York Jets with Woody Johnson, who thankfully we've sent off to Great Britain. And I'll say it about the Knicks. I don't understand Jim Dolan when he had the chance a few months ago to get rid of Phil Jackson. There was an option in the contract. He could have said, you know what? It hadn't worked out. Boom! boom, peace out.
You know, maybe he just.
And what did he do? He actually pushed the button and opted in.
You know what he might have done? You know what he might have done? He might have said, you know what? Phil Jackson's made this place so uninhabitable that I'm going to make him live through it and make him be the guy that suffers the same.
And he hates us, the fans. If that was the rationale, it'd be like FAN bringing Mike back. I mean, it's over. It's gone. Goodbye. You opted out. It's not working anymore. Stop bringing him back.
No more FAN.
Thank you. The good news, of course, is that we do live in a town in which... the New York Yankees residing.
Yeah, well, they finally won a game.
And even though things went south for 10 out of the last 12.
So you're thinking now they're going to get ready to go back on a run again.
The New York Yankees played the White Sox last night, and the new run has begun.
Yeah, okay.
See, it rhymes.
Stop.
And I should say say with great pride that we are here at Trump National in Briarcliff Manor, Westchester County, about 40 minutes or so outside of New York City. For my foundation's fourth annual golf tournament. It's called TikTok Stop. It's our celebrity golf tournament. It always rains a little bit in the morning, and then it clears right up. We have well over 100 golfers that are coming today, and it's our one of our two largest fundraisers of the year in our attempts to fund our camp, which is a week-long sleepaway camp, which we started with 27 kids 3 years ago. We're now at a full capacity of 60 kids for this year's Camp Carton, which is over on the campus of Kindering. And, of course, we do our research trying to find, if not a cure just yet, a way to help mitigate the ticks that are associated with Tourette's. And I'm very happy to say that, with fingers crossed, in the next 90 days, we are hoping for some really good news from the FDA that we've come up with exactly that. So events like this, and people like Boomer and everyone else that's going to come participate, help us raise money today, goes a very, very long way to helping us achieve our goals in the world of a Tourette. So we also want to thank Mr. Lynch and the Trump Association for having us here. It's the only place I would ever do the golf tournament because they're so kind to us and help us raise as much money as possible. And we expect to do that again today. So that's why we're here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.